Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dismissed the latest ceasefire proposal by Hamas, but his office says a delegation will visit Qatar to continue negotiations for the release of Israeli captives. Netanyahu also approved the army's plan for an operation in Rafah in southern Gaza, where around 1.5 million Palestinians have sought shelter. So let's take a closer look at what Hamas has proposed. The plan would be implemented in three stages, which would last 42 days each. In the first stage, the group demands the withdrawal of Israeli forces beyond Salah al-Din Road, which runs down the middle of the strip, to enable people to return home. Hamas says it wants a permanent ceasefire to be announced before it releases any captured soldiers. After that, Hamas says it's ready to release female Israeli reservists held captive in Gaza in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, 50 inmates for each captive. And in the final stage, the group proposes the end of Israel's siege and the beginning of reconstruction efforts in Gaza. Well, as part of that aid going in, a Spanish ship has arrived off the coast of Gaza, the first to sail a maritime corridor from Cyprus. A crew on board the Open Arms have unloaded 200 tons of desperately needed food and other essentials. That aid represents only a fraction of what's needed in Gaza every day. Newly released images do show the construction of the start of a jetty, earth pushed into the ocean to create what appears to be some kind of platform. It's still unclear how aid will be distributed, though, once it's unloaded and on the ground. The United Nations says the humanitarian situation in Gaza is beyond catastrophic. The representative for the UN Population Fund has just wrapped up a week-long visit to Gaza and says the impact of the conflict on pregnant women and babies in particular is stark. Senegal's opposition leader, Ousmane Sonko, has made his first public appearance in months, a day after he and his deputy, Bassirou Faye, were released from prison. Sonko was greeted by jubilant supporters in the capital of Dakar. Sonko is not on the ballot, but he has endorsed Faye to run for president. He asked supporters to guard against corruption during the vote, which is now scheduled for March the 24th. Earlier on Friday, the Supreme Court rejected a bid to delay the election, saying that it lacked merit. And more than 500,000 people have crossed the border into South Sudan to flee war-ravaged Sudan. They've arrived in the border town of Renk, where UN-run transit camps are struggling to accommodate new arrivals. The conflict between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces began in April last year. Thousands have died and millions have been displaced.
On the Inside Story podcast, we're discussing Russia's presidential election. Vladimir Putin is running for a fifth term. What would that mean for Russia? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.